Parshas Chukas, Zois Chukas HaTorah, the Parsha of Paraduma. Avada, we know the Parsha of Paraduma was Be'emes given all the way in the beginning. Shmini Lamiluyim, it was one of the Parshis that was Neschadish. What is Parshas Paraduma of Chukas doing over here at this point in the Torah, at this time of the year? It's not a coincidence that Parshas Parah, Chukas, always comes out at the beginning of Chodesh Tammuz. Chodesh Tammuz is the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel is the cause of Misa Bechlal in the world, because if there wouldn't have been a Chet HaEgel, then there wouldn't be Misa. If there wouldn't be Misa, then Klal Yisrael would go into Eretz Yisrael, they would be there LeNetzach, there wouldn't be a purpose of Paraduma. So besides the idea that Paraduma is Mechaper on the Chet HaEgel, had there not been Chet HaEgel, there wouldn't have been Bechlal an Inyan of Paraduma. Right. It all is Meshach Shaychi. Parshas Chukas, as we're saying, is starting usually at the beginning of Chodesh Tammuz. Today is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. According to the Cheshbon, that the names of the Chadoshim and the Seder of the Chadoshim is Keneged the Shvatim. We mentioned there are various Shitas in this. The Makar Be'etzim is in the Tor. There's other Makars, but in the Tor, and it was Rosh Chodesh. But according to one of the standard Shitas, it goes Lefi the Golim. And therefore, Chodesh Nisan, Iyar Sivan, is Yehuda, Yehuda Yisachar and Zvulun. And then afterwards, Chodesh Tammuz Oven Elul. Tammuz Oven Elul is Ruvain. Ruvain with Shimon and God. The Sfarim explain, if Yehuda represents Torah, Malchus, Ruvain represents Tshuva. So Taka, the Chadoshim of Tammuz Oven Elul. Tammuz, everyone knows, the Sfarim say is Rosh HaTevis. Tammuz Zman Tshuva Mamash Meshuba. Av. Av is Rosh HaTevis. Elul Ba. And Elul is Avada Elul. So those are the Chadoshim that are Meshach Shaychi to the Degel of Ruvain. Now, Paraduma, the Medrash says, everything about Paraduma, a lot of things about Paraduma are seven. And the Medrash Rab over here brings that the seven in Yonam of Paraduma, first of all, there are seven Parais. The Mishnah says in Parah, besides Moshe Rabbeinu's original one and the one at Ezra, and then there's the Asad Lavi, but there's seven in the middle. And then there are seven things that you soirith, the Oyer, the Basar, the Doma, the Erez, the Ezer, the Shnitelas, the Pirsha. Then there's seven Hazoyos, seven people that have to do kibbutz, seven people that are tameh, seven kahanim that are mentioned in the parsha. It mentions Moshe Aaron, and five more times it says the word kohen. Says the Medrash. So that's seven times seven. And it quotes the pasuk, Imrois Hashem, Imrois Tahoyrois Kesef Tzarev Ba'ala La'aretz Mezukek Shivasayim. That it's seven times seven, because seven times seven is 49, and then you get to BM is beyond. Paraduma we don't understand. Paraduma is beyond. Paraduma is the 50th level. And it's interesting, the Goyim says, when the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu Kimat got to the 50th level, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah brings the pasuk Vatachserehu Me'at Me'elikim. Says the Goyin, Me'at has Memtes, that's the 49 levels, Kimat the 50th. But in the middle of Me'at is 70. Ayin. Why? Because the Emes says there are three other things, the Goyin Cheshmans, that are seven things about Paraduma, meaning Sakhal, there are 10 things that are seven, which is 70. Shivim Panam the Torah. So the ultimate of Torah is either Memtes, Panim L'Toyra, or Ayin Panim L'Toyra. In the Ayin Panim L'Toyra includes the Ayin. In the Memtes, it's Kimat. So that's Me'at. Vatachsereyu Me'at. Me'at is Memtes and Ayin. The Rama brings down in Hilchis Para that Be'emester Atisha Para Adumois. He says that when it's Tavu, they had the original one of Moshe, and it's fascinating that the one of Moshe lasts for so many years, hundreds and hundreds of years. The second one is in the times of Ezra, so that's Be'erach 800 years. After that, it was all downhill. It went much quicker. We'll soon see. But then the Rambam says there are seven from the times of Ezra. And then the 10th one, Melech HaMashiach is going to do. Zok the Rambam, Meheri Yigola, Omein Kein Yehi Ratzon. As I state in Rambam, Hilchis Parah, Perek Gimel, Alach Adalim. This is the middle of a Rambam, Hilchis Parah Aduma. He's mentioning the Seder of the 10 Parais. He brings in a Tefillah, a Hishtoikikus for Mashiach. It's not Bechinim. Parah Aduma is the Inyan of Metayer Temeim. The Inyan of Chiyas HaMesim, the Inyan of B'yas Mashiach. He mentioned Paraduma, he wants to know about Mashiach. The Mishnah even goes through, first there in Parah, who's the one that makes the other ones? The first one was Moshe Rabbeinu, the second one was Ezra, then Shimon HaTzadik and Yoichanan Kohen Gadol both made two, that means that Mamish, in their lifetimes, it was a second one. Then another person that made Paradumas was Eliyahanoi Ben HaKoif. I saw them before Shemass, his name is Ben HaKoif, a monkey? No, it's Koif. Koif is a letter, like, person could ask, his name wants to be Aleph, Beis. This guy's name was Kof. His father's name was Kof. the letter Kuf, not the Koy. Eliyahu ben Akuf. Chanam ala Mitzri and Shmuel ben Pian. Moshe Rabbeinu's Paradum Avada, we know, lasted hundreds and hundreds of years. The other ones, though, from Ezra, every dozens of years, tens of years, 100 maybe, then it was need for another Paraduma. The Gemara says in Yuma that when they were preparing the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur for the 7 days preparation for Yom Kippur, they would be mazah on him from all the paris. Rashi learns over there, no, not from all of them. From the most recent one, I mean, they ran out. And from the first one, Moshe Rabbeinu's. Moshe Rabbeinu's lasted for hundreds of years. Also, Moshe Rabbeinu's, there was remained. There was shirayim from Moshe Rabbeinu's. When it says mishara paris, it means from Moshe's and what's above. Now, it's unclear exactly when the last one is going to be by Yemos HaMashiach, we're going to get a paradum again. The ninth one, when did it end? People have this hagoshes with Chasima Safalma, the Gemara's over, that's over. There arise that way beyond Churban Bayis Sheni, teeth arise into the times of the Amiroyim. There are kamarais from Gemara's that talk about Chaverim coming from Gol, how they're going to do it. It's mashma that there was still paraduma. Reb Chaim Vital brings down that Avad is still in the times of Abaye Verava. There was Tahara from Paraduma. The Chida in Midbar Kedemus writes, Lo Yitochin that the Arizal didn't have Efer Paraduma. The Hizgalus of Torah from the Arizal is Lo Yitochin that the Arizal didn't have Efer Paraduma. Why wouldn't, or couldn't we, shouldn't we, maybe we should, make Paraduma as Anazah? I mean, first of all, Avad, you need a Paraduma. Asher in Bamum, Asher Lo Yolah Oil, this is Gansa Protek Dina, what you need. But I saw Chayim Handel, I saw this in the Divrei Yatzah from the Kloizenberg Rebbe's itself. He says, first of all, we don't have a Kohen Meyuchas, it's not exactly who a Kohen is. It's not so posh that we have a Bezdin that could be man of the Kohen Gadol. He says, we don't have Tcheles for the Big Day Kahuna. So he has various reasons why it wouldn't be so posh. Now we have the Parsha Paraduma. We also lay in this Parsha in Parshas Parah, one of the Dalit Parshias, Parshas Parah. According to many Rishonim, Parshas Zohar and Parshas Parah are Dairaisa. Tyson Brachas does a gears like that. The Mechaber brings down, there's a Ritva, a lot of Rishonim, that Parshas Zohar and Parshas Parah is Dairaisa. The Hashaila is, Parshas Zohar I know is Dairaisa. It says, Zohar is Hashasalcha Malik. It says, where's the Dairaisa of Parshas Parah? Where does it say? Where does it say that you should do Parah Aduma? That you should say, not that you do, that there should be a Parsha of Kriyas Parah Aduma. The Stipler in Birchas Peretz, he brings its Bechalal not from the Parsha here, it's from a Pasuk in Parshas Metzoyra, where it says, V'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael, Mikol Tamoysom, that over there it's hinting to the idea to say about the Parsha of Parah. Because I'm Stipler wants to learn it into the Pasukim over here. Zois chukas atoyer shatziva Hashem leimor. Leimor is that there should be a din to say the Parsha. There's other Makaris, the Meshech Chochman learns it out, that's Gzeres Shava from the Miluyim, and from the Shivas Yom of the Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. But the Achronim are looking for the Magen Avraham in Eir Chaim, Simen Tov Kuf Pei. Simen Tov Kuf Pei is the simen that talks about various days that are Tanesim. Besides the basic ones that we have that are Mi'ikar Adin, there are many other Tanesim that some people are Noyig. And the Magen Avraham over there brings them some more Inyonim. Chof Sivan is a beginning in by some Kreisim. So he brings that there's an Inyan on Erev Shabbos, he brings the Shabbos Haleket already, that says, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chukas. There's an Inyan, the fast. The Maisa was that it was in France, there was 24 kronos, 24 wagon loads of Kisvei, Torah, Talmud, that was burnt. It was a Shrek Lech Gzeira, and they sent in a Shaila with a Shaila's Chaloim, Mai Hai, and the answer was, Dog Zeiris Eiraisa, which is the Targum Unklus on Zois Chukas HaTorah. Now, that year that it happened, it was Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas was Tes Tamuz. So, but the Kviyas for this Inyan wasn't Hukva for Tes Tamuz, it was Hukva for Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas. There's an Inyan, Dog Zeiris Eiraisa. This story Be'etzem happened, if you make the Cheshbon, it was Shnas He'alofim Dalet, right? Dalet. That was Tov Shin Pei Beis. Then it was the year Dalet, which is 1244, if you're counting Liminyonim. It was 40 days after, in that same place, there were Roidif, the Rambam, and they burnt publicly the Yidden, burnt the Meir Nevuchim and the Sefer Mada of the Rambam. And 40 days later, it was Nisarv, the Efer with the Efer, and it was the Chov Dalet Kronos that were burnt. Not only that, it all started, there was a French king, Ludwig IX, and he made a vikuach with Rabbi Chil Mipariz and with the Sar Mikutzi against some of the Christians. And Rabbi Chil Mipariz won the debate. But he lost at the fact that Ludwig decided, first of all, to burn 24 kronis of Sfarim. And also he sent Rabbi Chil Mipariz, was Megarishim. He actually came to Eretz Yisrael, made a yeshiva in Akko with a few hundred talmidim. And he had a big vikuach, that's written up about this, with another Rishon Dash, Rebbe Shteroya Parfi, which is also a street in Gula, but yeah, it's someone that lived then. They wanted to stop being Makrav Karbonis. They were here in Eretz Yisrael. So, Tomo Hojo B'tzibur, let's be Makrav Karbonis. And it all started by that Kufa. This was in the 1200s. Now, in the times of the Ramchal, in the 1700s in Italy, there was again a Shrek Lecha Gzeira where the Vatican burnt many Svarim, and again they sent in a Shaila, and again the answer was Dog Zeira Seiraisa. And there's a fascinating letter from the Ramchal where he explains that the emes is, originally when there was Chorban Bayis, the Eibishter was maybe Chamosa and Eitzam Avonim. And then the Inyan of Parah Aduma is that when you burn the Parah Aduma, that represents that Kapara. And who did, if a person, which we have also in this week's parasha, not by coincidence, Odom Kiyomos Ba'oyel, if your maim is Atzmei B'holi Shal Torah, the maim is Atzmei B'holi Shal Torah is what's Mechaper. But if not, then it came to a darga, says the Ramchal, that the Torah Atzma had to get burnt. Something had to be mechaper for what the situation was. And if it wasn't going to be Memes Atzma Ba'al Shel Torah, then the tikkun was that the Torah Atzma was Nimsar Lesreifa. There were other times in Klal Yisrael that things like that happened, and it has to do with this inyan of Do Gzeiras Oiraisa. Now the Parsha Paraduma, there's a little bit of a steer on one hand that says it's something we don't understand Bechlal. On the other hand, it says Shlaim HaMelech didn't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Adarshan does, though. Rashi brings Moshe Adarshan, says a pshat. Moshe Adarshan. The nekuda is that the Parah Aduma is mechaper. It's mechaper for the Chayta Egel. Moshe Adarshan brings, Rashi brings it here. Als this that it's mechaper for the Chayta Egel, that does have higoyon, logic. The issue that we don't understand is the Tahara, that it's Metahir Temeim and Metami Tahirim. But there's another connect that the emes it says mimara chuka gozra. We say in the piyut on Parshas Parah mimara chuka gozra. In mara they were already given Parah Aduma. The pel is mara was before chayte egel the pashtas. So that's why it's a choik. Rav Moshe Adarshan is saying that the egel is machaper, the Parah Aduma is machaper for the chayte egel. Yeah, but if it was given in mara before the chayte egel, then it's a choik. Mimara chuka gozra. There's a lot of makaris that it was given in mara already. The emes says it says that in mara they were given Shabbos, kibbut av, and dinim, three mitzvahs. But there's a girsa Shabbos, Parah Aduma, and Dinim. Rashi in one place he actually brings both. Shabbos, Kibbut Av, Parah Aduma, and Dinim. What's the Shaychus Kibbut Av with Parah Aduma? Well, is there a connection? There's a very interesting vort. We know that by the Doma Ben Asina, that he was so muzar and careful in Kibbut Av, so first he was zeichet to the Evan of Binyamin of the Big Day Kahuna, and then he was zeichet that it was Noilad Be'edroi Parah Aduma. I heard once the Taich is, why was he Zeichet the Parah Aduma? The Eibishter wanted to bring out, yes, a Goy, Doma ben Asina, was maybe extra careful in Kibbut Av, but Kibbut Av b'cholipin is a mitzvah sichli. The godless by the Yidden is that they're even makabal of themselves, not a Kibbut Av, not only Kibbut Av, but even Parah Aduma. The reason, and this is crucial now for the Vort, the reason there's a higoyon that Parah Aduma is mechaper for the Chayta Egel, it's not a coincidence. It's because that Parah Aduma is a choik. And the Tahara of Parah Aduma doesn't make sense. That's why it makes sense that the Parah Aduma is mechaper on Chayta Egel. Because Chayta Egel is, they made cheshbonis, we're going to do, Moshe's not here, let's make cheshbonis, let's work it out. We have our own thoughts, ideas, how this could work. And the mistake is, know that it's Kasher Tziva Hashem, you listen exactly like a choik. The Kabbalah of the choik, of the not understanding of Parah Aduma, is what makes it be mechaper. I heard once, it brought down from the Alexander Rebbe, but there was a vikuach with the bishop against the Yidden that they were going to have a debate, again such a story, and they made up that the Yidden is going to ask a question and the bishop's asked a question, and there was a Pashti Yid that said, don't send in all these big Talmid Chachamim, I can do it, send me in, I'm going to ask a question. And he asked him, what does it mean, Eini Yedeya? So the bishop said, I don't know. That's what it means. It means I don't know. And the king said, oh, you don't know? The bishop lost the debate. I mean, the cuts of the story. It's a whole dramatic story. But they asked the Yid afterwards, how did you chap the Goynes to do such a thing? He said, I'll tell you the truth. I'm a Pashto Yid. I saw It said over the any day. I asked the guy next to me, what it means. He said he doesn't know. I went to the Rav. He said he doesn't know. Don't know. And then a big chosh of a tzaddik came to the town and I asked him. He said, don't know. He said, if all these people say they don't know, I assume the bishop also is not going to know. What did he take out from there, though? He said, dafka, when you don't know, then dafka, that's when you're makabel on yourself, that we don't understand everything. And it's more than that. Paraduma is mitaher tumei mitamei tahirim. It ultimately represents the question that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know the answer to, that he asks, and the answer is, so we don't know. We don't know the answer. Knowing that you don't know the answer is good for what's mechaper. Paraduma is gematria purim. That's if it's without a vav. With a vav, it's gematria mechaper. But paraduma without a vav, aduma without a vav, para for sure is without a vav, aduma without a vav, is gematria purim. Purim is, adaloyada. Purim is, you may hapich everything you don't know from Torah to Tomei, Tomei to Tar. That's part of them. So you take a para, it says in the Pasuk, Asher ein bamum, Asher loy aleha. Allah Aleha Oil. There's a vart from the Chayzim of the Blin. It's a vart. He says, a person that thinks that Asher Ein Bamum, if a person goes around thinking that he's perfect, he doesn't, he's without blemish, Oyvei, he's in trouble. It's Asher Loy Allah Aleha Oil. He was never even Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. If you Makabal on yourself oil, you'll realize that you have just Roinus. B'doymul is so vital, like Abi Paraduma, but a similar idea, this idea, this concept. Amarti Echimov, he Rechaikim Men. A person walks around thinking, I'm smart, I know. So then, if you think you know, we said before, there isn't to know that you don't know. You think you know, it's v'hira chaykim, and after thinking you know, so it's going to be rechaykim. Now it says, Yishech the paradum, it says, v'shachat oysa lefonov, the Targum Yoinison says, v'yivdekei betimnei srei treifin. You should check the bedika that it doesn't have simone treifa. V'shachat oysa lefonov, it's a pella, the achronim ask, how could you check the paradum if it has treifa? You have to shecht it and then burn the whole thing the way it is, b'shlemus. Ad k'dekach, the Gemara in Chul and Daf Yad Aleph, when it looks for the makar, what's the makar of Holchen Achar Aroiv? The makar for Holchen Achar Aroiv, one of the makars the Gemara brings is because it says, Yishecht the paraduma. Aye, maybe it's a treifa. There's no way to know. Elamai, Yisoymechan, Roiv. Roiv behemoths aren't treifa. Roiv. Roiv is not a treifa. If you're not going to rely on that Roiv, there's no way of knowing. How could it be that the Targum Yonison says you should check? So there's a famous vart. That Tosfos says in Shabbos, Tavchav Beis and Beis, about the Anani HaKovid, that the Anani HaKovid had X-ray powers. I mean, Tosfos says, Efshar Hayu L'Stakel B'Chavis V'Lirois Mayesh B'Fnim. There was a way of seeing rentgen, of seeing inside something. So the part of Moshe Dafka, also they didn't have Anani HaKovid, but over here it's talking about the original part that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Over there the Torah can say, the Targum Yonison can say, V'Shochet Oysa L'Fonov, bring it L'Fonov, and then with the Koyach of the Anani HaKovid, you'll be able to, with the X-ray powers, have the opportunity to check if it's a treifa. Now Rashi brings v'shachad oysa lefonov, zor shoychet ve'elozor roya. And the chronim had madaik, that means you need two. You need the shoychet and a lozor. V'derech la'bay shchita, eidechanem v'isurin. Why over here do you need to come on to a lozor also? You need two eidim. So there's a lot of Torah, but it's so interesting pshat. V'derech la'al, even when you're shechting something, the whole sugin gittin, the beis, eidechanem v'isurin, but it's biyado, it's eschazik. So, it's a schazik yisura still, but it's biyadi lishchait. But when you're shechting meat, there's one chazaka that you're coming up against. It was becheskes Avram and Achai. So on that we say, but it's biyadi lishchait, you can believe the Erechot. But when you're shechting a paraduma, besides the cheskas Avram and Achai of the para, that maybe it's not geshachtin, that it's not bur, that it was becheskes shochet yet, you're not eating this paraduma. You want to use it for the Seder Tahara of someone who's becheskes tameh. And if it's not a good paraduma, then he's still going to remain becheskes tuma. So there's another chazak here. There's the cheskas Avram and Achai, and there's also the cheskas tuma of the person who potentially, eventually, is going to want to use the paraduma. When there's two chazakas up against you, then you need two eidim. There's a lot of sugis of tuma tahara here. What?
It's also not biyadi to be mitara.
Yeah, you don't have biyadi on the other half, but you're not being neman about the being mitara. You're going to be neman the biyadi on that it was shechted, and then as a tetzor it would be. But then you have the two chazakas. There's all the gedarim of Tumas Meis. One of the basic concepts that we learn out of here, Becherev, Bechalal, there's a concept, Cherev Hareyu Kechalal, it's a sugya in Tumas and Taras, it comes in Baba Kam, it's in Nozer, it's in many places. Cherev Arayim Kechalal. I just want to explain the basic concept, and there's a fascinating machloikis Rishonim. Bederech Klal, you know, there's levels in Tumah. The mace himself is Avi Avois HaTumah. The mace is Metamah something. Someone touches the mace, and they Yeah, Oihel. So he becomes an Av. And then there's Rishon. Rishon is still a person. A Rishon touches another person. Tolom Aleichem. Nothing. Person doesn't become a Sheni. Only Oichel and Mashke become Sheni. And beyond that, an Oichel that Sheni touches another Oichel of Chulin, nothing happens. Doesn't go down. Doesn't make the next thing a Sheni. Doesn't make it a Shlishi. It stops. Truma becomes a Shlishi. Kachin becomes a Revi. That's the standard. But by Cherev Hareyu Kichalal, the Yisoid is that it doesn't have Yiridus of Doiris. And a Meis Atzmoy touches the Cherev. The Cherev is Avi Avois. An Av HaTumah touches a Cherev. The Cherev is Av. A Cherev touches a Rishon. So here's something interesting. What could be Sheni B'derech Klal? Only Oichlin and Mashkin. Odom V'Kelim don't become Sheni. B'derech Klal, when a Rishon touches Oichlin and Mashkin, it becomes a Sheni. It touches an Odom or a Kli, nothing happens. What about when the Rishon touches a Cherev? So it's Mamash HaMachlekes Rabbeinu Chanan and the Rashba. One option is to say, it makes it a Rishon, because Cherev Harek HaChalal does not Yeridus HaDoiris. A Kli could become a Rishon. The Cherev that touches the Rishon becomes a Rishon. The other side is no comprendo. You didn't understand. It's not a Yisoid Kli doesn't become a Sheni. It's that Rishon is not Metame Kalin. Savaiter, even if Cherev Arei Kechalal, but it's a Rishon that touched this Kli. It's not going to become Tame. Rishon is not Metame Kalin. Even Cherev Arei Kechalal is not going to change that. Cherev Arei Kechalal is that when you become Tame, you don't go down a level. But a Rishon is not Metame Kli. That's what Yisoid is thinking about is Rashban Rabbeinu Chananel in the Gedorim of Cherev Arei Kechalal. Zois HaToyra, Odom Kiyamis Ba'oil. It doesn't say Zois Teyra Sapora. Zois HaToyra, Chazal and Ephraim. Here we spoke before from the Ramchal, this idea that Be'emes Paradum is Mesamal, a Bezunder Indian of Mesiris Nevesh Be'Toyra. Ein HaToyra Miskayemes, Elam B'Misha Mei Mesatmele. There's so many different ways to touch up this Nakuda. What does it mean B'Misha Mei Mesatmele? One shot, I heard a beautiful mushal. There's a mushal, they say, that a person, after he dies, this Be'emes, the Goyim talks about this also, this suddenly becomes a Gevaldik Hatshuka if he would be given Mamash just 1 hour to come back to this world. As a person knows, he has Itoy, the other, he thinks he has a lot of time, or the other name. But if after Moves he would be given just 1 hour or 1 day, here you have a ticket, you can come back. There's a famous description, I think, when the Kosh Metzimak, one of the Magidim, of just hundreds of people just running to the Beis Medrash. What else should you do? Chaparayim. So they say, so you have a small amount of time that you're given as a second chance. Odom kiyomas boil, be mamis atzmai. Prava every hour of every day, like it's that hour that you got after you already died and you were given an extra hour to come. That's mamis atzmai, ba'ahalei shel Torah. Another shot I heard once, there was once a very busy, wealthy businessman that decided that the first few hours of the day he's going to sit and learn, he's going to start first the business in the afternoon. And all the customers that they were busy with him, they were handling already, they knew he used to start already at 9 o'clock, or something, 7 o'clock, right? Before, but now he said, not till 12. 12, he's starting first, learned with a chavrusa. So the first few days, people were looking for him. He wasn't available. He's sitting and learning. It was mad. He says, if I would have died, was will be yeah? He wouldn't find me, yeah? Till 12 o'clock, I'm there. Till 12 o'clock. Don't say this. Memes Atzmoy. That's the Taich. Memes Atzmoy. They bring down from the Chavetz Chaim, a person every day when he's sitting, we spoke about making believe it's already after death, but he says a different Nakuda. A person every time he sits to the Blat Gemara, he should go to that it's the gang, that this is the only day that he has left to live. This is the only Blat Gemara that he has to do, and there's no one else. And then, Lo Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rabbanu Shalom is waiting to say, Yoinasin B'ni Yoy Merkach, Av Yosef B'ni Yoy Merkach, he's waiting to be that you're sitting in front of him. That's the Tzura of Memes Atzmei Ba'al Yishal Torah. There's another Maimer Chazal, the Gemara in Shabbos, also on this pasuk. It says, "Amar Rav Yonasan la'olam al yimna adam atzma midivrei Torah, afilu b'shas misa." Shenemar zayis haTorah adam kiyomas ba'oyel afilu b'shas misa. The Ram brings it down halacha. This says, "Vezunder adin a person ad emes echayv adam lulmei Torah ad yoy moisay." Interesting. The Rambam brings a different makar. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara in Shabbos brings a makar Avada, the person has to learn Ad Yoy Moisai. You never know when it is. Chaparayim, Efsher is Ad Yoy Moisai. Yedetog, Memes Atzmai. But the Rambam brings a different makar. He says the same idea. Chayiv Adam Lumen Ad Yoy Moisai, but he brings a pasuk Shenemer, Pen Yesurum El Vavecha Kol Yimei Chayechetz. The Achronim Mucha, why doesn't bring the pasuk of the Gemara brings? But Herman Tamar de Kataych from Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, he says, it's Nog in the Welt that right before a person's nifter, they say Shema Yisrael. Pashtas, it's as you're leaving the world, you say Vidoy, and then you say Shema Yisrael. It's an expression of Emuna. So he wanted to say, no, it's Torah. Hari, the first thing a person learns of Melamed Benoi, Torah and Tzivul Anu Moshe. And Avada the Gemara says, at least the minimum amount of Torah is at least Shema Yisrael. The Shema Yisrael is it's Yenidin. It's Chayv Adam Loy Lanoy Atam Milima Torah Ad Mamish the Regal Mamish the Regal Mamish Noch Abrekel Torah. He said the Shema Yisrael of this man Petira. About it's true. It's Emuna. It's other things also. But it says Eichet. It's closing the circle of the Limud HaTorah of Kol Chayav. Also Torah. Demis is vital in the sugya. Also, you have the Indian of Torah. You have the whole sugya of the Memiriva with the Mayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to talk to the Evan. There's many pshatim. The Evan says it's a sugya arucha. The Orchaim himself brings about 10 pshatim over here. What exactly is the nekuda Moshe Rabbeinu's chayv? But a lot of Rishonim learn that it was supposed to be v'dibartem el ha'sela, and the nekuda of the toys was that he was makeh the sela. What was he supposed to say to the sela? What was he supposed to say to the sela? The lashon of the Yalkut Shemoini was the dibartam ala sela, or he says, sela, sela, tain mayim. What was he supposed to say? Zok the medrash, Yalkut Shemoini. The dibartam ala sela, shanei alof perek echad. Zok the vort, say a rambam, a gemore, a posik, a shtikl toira. The dibartam means a dibur of toira. The koyach toira brings out the mayim. The dibartam ala sela. Now the emphasis is, we know there's a story earlier where Moshe Rabbeinu was taka supposed to hit the rock. We know, we say in Tfilas Geshem, everyone tells, why do we mention the chait? The simplest pshat is a lot of Torah on that, but even if we're not roy and we did chait, give us water anyways. But there's a pshat, it's referring to the first time when Moshe Rabbeinu was talking at Stavah to give the sela. There's one of the pshatim that Rechaim brings, he brings from the Rishonim that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to hit the rock, but he was only supposed to hit it once. The tois was, the nekuda of the chet was the hikap hamayim. So ala sela hoch, if he's as good. No, there are those that have a dig and they say ala sela hoch hoch. So if you go with that storm, then it's hadra kushel aduchta. Then it's hadra kushel aduchta. The touch of this inyan though, that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to speak to the rock and instead hit it, the Sfarim explained it's really more than that. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Klal Yisrael was going into Eretz Yisrael, had Moshe Rabbeinu done the Mahalach of Dibur, then the whole Indian of Klal Yisrael entering Eretz Yisrael would have also been with a Bechin of Dibur, called Kol Yaakov. And then you wouldn't need Kli Zayin, and it wouldn't have had to be a Molchama, and then Moshe Rabbeinu maybe would have been able to go in. The switching that it was done, that the Matzav of the Mayim over here, was done in an Oifen of Hakoh, is Beitzach. It's not only the Mayim switch, it's Bechlal, the whole Mahalach now of going into Eretz Yisrael switches. Not to a mahalach of Dibur and with Koyach HaTfila and Kol Yaakov, but actually talk about that. There was Klei Zion and there was Laman Aleph Malachim and Yeshua and the Melchomis. So it's Yisoidus again in that Baitzach Taka with this Inyan. Okay, good.
Another was a Rashi,